Finally, I am able to offer Bill Andrews' amazing new anti-aging dietary supplement with TAM. I have been wanting this since I learned about its discovery approximately 4 years ago. At that time, it was not available as an oral supplement, but now, Define Time with TAM is here. This amazing product counteracts and suppresses the fundamental cause of aging, telomere shortening. TAM improves biological health in skin, vessels, brain, and bone. Specifically, it works to lengthen telomeres in cells, leading to younger and healthier cells. Currently, Define Time with TAM is the most effective anti-aging compound available in the world today. Listeners will receive a 5% discount using code SARAH5. Be sure to use this every time you buy. It will also work in conjunction with other offers. See additional research and learn more with the link below.
So yeah, and then there was also this other little interesting parcel that was kind of wedged between Epstein and the Kings. And no one's going to have a piece of parcel wedged in there unless they're allowed.
It's right in the middle, right?
No, that's actually New Mexico State has a chunk of parcel right smack in the middle of his land. And they have some interesting in-ground 31-foot round disc thing. I don't know what the heck it is. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me what that is. But so that's on the land there. The rest of that land is vacant. But to the, if you look in my little parcel diagram that I did, it's called New Mexico Solar Station LLC. Well, no one's going to be allowed to have a little piece of property in there wedged between all the King's land and Epstein's. So I looked into them, and that was kind of interesting because you have a man who's been a rancher there forever. He owns a real estate company, and he's listed as the organizer. And in his Twitter, he only follows like 30 people, which are all aside from Bill Gates and Richard Branson, they're all, you know, space related or real estate related. And then we have the agent that's listed. He also is a realtor that works for the other guy. And I have that little section written up in here with their names and everything, but I can't think of their names off the top of my head and they're hard to pronounce. So his background, though, is in broadcasting and television, and he worked for a local television station there. And their property, this was founded, the solar station was founded in 2006. There's, according to satellite images anyway, there's nothing on this property. And so I don't know what that's all about. The main real estate guy that owns the real estate company is also in I forget what it's called. It's like a New Mexico cattle something rather association with Bill King. So I thought with, you know, Yolanda has her background in space and technology and all of that. So I thought that was kind of with the solar station there, but yet there's nothing on the ground. So that's a little strange.
From all your research, what are they doing with this? Are they heavily researching this area now that some victims came forward and said, yeah, we were also abused on this ranch? Are they noticing that this is a trafficking hub as well? Or was this just kind of a side deal?
So they are working with federal investigators out of New York right now. They're interviewing more witnesses, and they said they are looking into Zorro Ranch due to past testimony about victims potentially being brought to this ranch and sexually abused. But in addition to that, they're looking into two parcels that he leases. Now, they didn't say anything about Zorro Ranch, though. So I don't know if those are separate parcels. I did a search, and I didn't see anything come up under Cyprus, because it was under Epstein's name up through 2011, but then in 2013 it like flipped to Cyprus Inc., which is also his company. So they're looking into two parcels that he leases out, and I suspect that might be land within this particular parcel, because when I did a search, unless it's in another county, it wasn't coming up in Santa Fe County.
Now, how many victims have you heard that's come forward at this point?
Oh geez, I've lost track. I think it was like, wasn't it around 40?
Actually, I've heard over 80, but I was wondering if you've
Oh
heard more.
wow.
Yeah, it's getting to be pretty obnoxious. How
Well,
many?
when I'm doing these deep digs, I'm lost. I don't even know what day of the week it is. And so a week and a half could go by and there could be a bunch of news drops and I miss it all. So it could be up to 80.
I've been following it, well, just because I've been following this stuff for years, right? I'm really into this. But one thing with Donald Trump is they've been endlessly, the mass media endlessly trying to tie him to Epstein.
I
But
know.
I don't know how they can, because he flew on a plane once with Epstein, and it wasn't his Lolita Express, but they make it seem like it is. And
Right.
the other thing is, he's the only one that cooperated with the prosecutors. It was their attorney that represented, I don't remember his name. He represented a whole host of victims. And Trump was the only one that cooperated with him, the only one of all the high profile names. And he gave him all the time he wanted. And the information that he produced checked out and immensely helped the prosecution. So nobody who's, so how, they're tying him to trying to tie him to Epstein so badly, but yet you never hear this stuff, You never hear that he actually is the only one that cooperated.
Of course. Well, yeah, they're gonna try to frame him for everything and anything they can.
Well,
And
okay.
then I did see that they recently subpoenaed Epstein's pilots, though.
That's great. Yes. And are they involved? That's the question. I mean, because they have to know what's going on. Wasn't the plane, it was equipped with the Lolita Express. That's going to the island, but I assume there's planes that are going all over the place. But they were equipped with orgy beds.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, they're equipped with orgy beds. So these pilots, I mean, I don't know, they have a door, but I would think they'd know. And they saw these
Oh God, of
young
course they'd
girls.
know.
They have these young girls that are 14, 13, braces. They got braces on, they're a little awkward. You would know that they're a young girl.
Absolutely. They
Yeah.
would have had to have known. They didn't, I'm waiting to see what's going to come of that. I just saw that they were subpoenaed and there was no further comment on it.
Well, yeah, it needs to come out. Now, Epstein, the day before I was on Janda's show, and I know that Epstein, according to reports that I've been watching, is he is cooperating with prosecutors to get a reduced sentence if possible. And yeah, I mean, I don't, but if he communicates, there's bad people all around. If he, I'm okay with him getting some kind of reduced sentence if it takes down a whole web of crap and not just him, because this sewer system is huge.
It's
And if all we do
absolutely.
is take down his little pipe, it's like, well, that didn't do anything. Now he's just a patsy for, so they can all get clean and reset up their system. But so I want him talking, and one of the things I said on the show is, they got to keep him in protective custody. And the next day, there's this report that he's found. Oh, geez, yeah. And so that's exactly what they need, to keep him safe so that he can testify. Because we're not going to get to the bottom of this if people start dying like flies.
It's interesting. So that story came out, and then we heard, of course, about the former cop that was in there serving time for a cocaine ring and murdering four people and burying them in his yard. Ginormous dude, by the way, if you saw those pictures. But the thing is, he was supposedly, allegedly in isolation. How would that guy have even gotten to him? And the likelihood of Epstein
BS.
trying to do this suicide attempt. I just, wasn't NBC the one who broke that story?
Yeah, it's like, how do you even
And
trust that? Yeah, and
have we heard anything else yet? Because for all we know, that's a completely false story. I mean, have they showed any bruising on his neck or have we gotten any additional details on
and
that?
didn't they
Because
say, go ahead, keep going.
no, I'm literally just thinking, I'm just thinking out loud about this right now and wondering, could the whole thing be a farce? And if so, what benefit would there be to that? But
Well, you can't trust anything they say anymore, and
I
that's been
know.
proven, right? Okay, so we have to take that whole thing with a grain. And the fact that they say they don't quite know what happened, well, don't you have surveillance cameras on them the entire time? How do you not know what happened?
Yeah, when you have
Give
high-level
me a
felons like
flipping
that that
break.
you're holding, there's freaking cameras there.
Well, give
So
me a break. This is one of the most important cases in U.S. history. And you claim you don't know what happened? Give me a
So I
break.
wonder if anything actually did happen.
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know.
Why would they? That's the question, is what's really going on there? And why would they report that he was, maybe they're getting people ready that he's, maybe it was a warning sign. I don't know. You're right. What really happened? So what do you, there's so much here. It's crazy. I like I said, I want the whole frickin' sewer system to go down, not just one little pipe down, Smith Street. I want the whole thing.
Oh yeah,
And
there's so many factions of this, and it goes back decades. I mean,
we got to clean this up. Our children need us to clean this up. There's always going to be bad guys, but bad guys controlling our country and having a whole strategy of controlling everything, that's different than just having the isolated neighborhood bad guy. I
Exactly.
know. So what are you doing next here?
So I am working on, well, actually, today I'm going to be working on, I need to finish PDFing my reports because people have been asking me to get those set up so they can download them because, some of them are really long. And then I'm going to dive back in. I already made a lot of connections. I haven't seen anyone reporting on yet, on a separate nest tied to Epstein that goes pretty high up the ladder. And I, like I said, I've connected the Clintons to it as well. And so I'm going to spend some more time digging deeper into that. And that'll be my next report.
Do you think the Clintons are going to go down and other people, or do you think they're just like Teflon? Because at this point, it becomes so ridiculous that I don't,
I think that they are going to go down not for child trafficking, but for one of the other many investigations. That said, once they have word that they know they are done for, I think they're going to be done for. I don't see these people sitting in prison. I think they'll have someone take them out and make it seem like they were murdered and create some wonderful story around it or who knows what. But I just,
Why do you think they're going to be taking down for something other than the trafficking? Like their
Because
foundation or something else?
I think that even though they have been, including Trump, have been far more vocal about the reality of human trafficking and, pedophilias in our country and, well, the world for that matter, they've been more vocal about it. But the reality is, this is such a high-level operation that spans this country. And like I told you before we started this, I have a whole theory in place, and that's going to require an awful lot of digging on my part. But I think my theory is pretty solid. And if it is, the magnitude of this would coming out would be so catastrophic. So I think we're going to see this little ring went down here, or this person went down here, but they're not going to give us the whole big picture. It's like when you take down the mob for tax evasion, but not for the murders, and that just kind of gets buried and it becomes, hearsay instead of proven. So I think we're going to see, we've already seen a lot of pedophiles and trafficking rings being taken down, and of course, Nixium and Backpage and all that. But I think this really goes really, really high up the ladder, and I think it goes beyond child trafficking. I think they're doing other things to the kids as well. And I just don't see them saying, we're pinning this on the Clintons. We're going to take them down for these aspects that they were connected with in child trafficking. No, we're going to take them down for the emails or the uranium or, the multitude of other things there, Spygate, the Russian hoax, there's so many things they could take them down for.
Oh, yeah, they're involved in so many. Now, what other things do you think they're doing with these kids?
Well, I have a lot of suspicions because of all the research I've done. I've studied a lot of the, research laboratories and the biotech companies and AI and how far along they've come with all of that. And the fact that they are, you've got Ancestry, 23andMe, you got a ton of these places that are collecting DNA from people. And I have that in my eugenics report. I did a six-part report, and so I covered some of this in there. And in one case, Bill Gates had his scientists retrieve data from 23andMe. I want to say it was like 40,000 records, and was boasting about how they found out, just made this discovery about selenium having to do with when you go into labor. And so, oh, isn't this great? Because this can help us with premature babies and stuff like that. So I look at that and I just think, my God, what else are they doing with this DNA? And we already know, I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole cloning thing, but we already know that's been done.
Sure, yeah. If they can do it, they're going to do it.
And for the record, I do not think Bill and Hillary Clinton are walking clones. I'm just going to say that right now. So, because I see that a lot.
Because here's the problem I have with that is that you might be able to clone them physically, but you can't clone all their, I don't understand how you can clone all their memories and and make them the same person. That's the problem
I
I
don't
have.
know.
But go ahead. And if they can, then wow. But I'm not there mentally yet with that, us having that capability. But maybe we do. I don't
Well,
know.
and then there's so Scripps Research Laboratory, which is in California, but they also have a division in Florida. So they are in the process of moving into human trials on vax it's so it's a vaccine for AIDS is what they've been testing on, and they've already tested it on monkeys with success. And it's synthetic genes that they shoot into the muscle, and then it alters the genetics and DNA and makeup of it to combat these diseases, which they want to then use for influenza and Ebola and everything else. And won't it be great, Sarah, when we have these new vaccines that can hit the industry and alter everyone's
Oh
DNA?
yeah. Oh geez. So you think they're doing medical experiments with these
I
children?
that to some degree, yes, but also with AI. Like the what I was telling you with, Epstein's been a big funder of science. He's very big into that. And in fact, Amazing Polly's done some great videos, some great work on that. In my eugenics report, I covered the he was working with a scientist on AI, and it had to do with human behavior and the mind. And they had set up this model with three AI people, and it was a computerized model where they were learning, and they were learning, behaviors. And of course, the model was three people on an island, and so they'd walk towards the water, and how would they react? And then, and so it kept growing, and it got to the point where they felt they could then put them into, robotic bodies if they wanted to. And these are just the reports we hear about. We don't know how far they've taken all of this or what else they've been working on. We're only getting to see what they choose to reveal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
So,
if you can do it, they've done it. And they're not
right.
gonna, yeah, it just, that's what the way technology is. I actually think technology is really amazing, but the dark side is pretty strong,
Right.
which is scary. Now, you've been did a whole thing, six segments on eugenics. And what did you find? What was kind of the conclusion of your six part series on eugenics, because that's a pretty serious discussion.
It is. And I had to do the whole part one is just the timeline because I had to show people the history of it and how it started. And a lot of people think that, Hitler was the one who started sterilization. And actually, it was here in the US. And we sterilized 60,000 people. And the Nazis were so impressed by this that California was obviously a big area that was doing this. They made up, I think, 20% of the sterilizations. And
we did it in the Indian communities as well.
Yeah. And so they were sharing with their information with the Nazis on how to do this. And so what happened then is once that all went down with Hitler, then over here they say, well, we really want to, what's the word I'm looking for? They no longer condone eugenics. And what they did is they started changing the phrasing. So I overlap this with the vaccine industry and Planned Parenthood because there is a parallel in the timeline of all of this. And it all ties together. And the Rockefellers were working on anti-fertility vaccines back in the 60s. And Planned Parenthood, which started out as the like birth control clinic, changed their name to Planned Parenthood after that. So what they did is they started changing the phrasing, but they all continued on with their science. And now we have these biotech companies, and basically they want to control the population. We're at an 80-year low for population growth, at a 30-year low for birth rate, and infertility is totally on the rise. And it's not just here. This is, you know, the Western world and a good chunk of the world this is happening with. And in the meantime, they want their open borders. So we have immigration on the rise while birth rates on the decline. And they're suggesting that, you know, I think it's by 2050, I want to say, that the immigrants will be like the new source for growth rate here. And in the meantime, we've got over the last 40 years, men's sperm count has cut in half, and we've got them pushing. See, it's like a multi-layer agenda. It's like this three-prong agenda. So we push for the abortions, we push for the morning after pills, and all of the ways to prevent people from having babies. And then we push for equal rights, women's rights, feminism. They need the top jobs. They need to be working because then they can't raise families. And
well, and the family, you know, I can't even believe I'm saying this because I used to think I was such a feminist. And then after having a kid, I am still, I'm still very much into women having opportunities and us being, what do you call it? Respected and equal in value, not equal as we're equal.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? We're different. We're different, but we're equal in value. And I think there's a lot of abuses that have happened in the past. That being said, we have abandoned our whole notion of family, and we didn't value what women did with family, and we don't value when men decide to stay home and take care of the children. We just don't value that function.
Right. Right. Good points. Yeah. And they've pushed this. This is their narrative. This is their agenda. You know, they've pushed all this stuff for so long. And then you throw the vaccines into it, and those are causing problems, and those have caused sterilization, primarily the HPV vaccine. And God knows what else is in all those. I did a 6-part report on the vaccines as well. I did that before the eugenics one because I wanted to tie it back to it. And then we have, of course, you know, the geoengineering, the chemicals in the environment, GMOs, you know, chemicals in our food. There are so many factors that are hindering our health. And then also fear tactics, you know? I mean, look at what we've seen in this past year where they start pushing, don't have babies, don't bring them into this world because climate change, they're all going to die. I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, the climate change. So it all go back to, and like, I was just at Walmart the other day, and I was at Aldi's, and I was just shopping, and I was blown away when I just started people watching, because I don't always people watch. I get my thing done and I go. And I was people watching, and people are so sick. I mean, I think I'm tired all the time, and I look like a specimen of health. I mean, honestly, compared to most of the people walking around, they're obese and they don't walk well and they just look sick.
You know, what's interesting is when I was going through searching data on different countries to see where we're at with population, and I started looking into some of the health factors and everything as well, because I was just out of curiosity, and much of which I didn't put in the report, but I just did it because I was curious. But I was going through and looking at obesity, and because the reason was, children's allergies have increased to like 50%. And I think that has something to do with a combination of environment, GMOs, and potentially vaccines. So I'm looking through different health issues and I come across obesity and I start looking, and lo and behold, Ethiopia is on the incline. It's increasing in obesity. And you know, we can't get those images out of our head that they've been playing for decades on TV of Ethiopia. And
Starving.
that one just kind of took me off guard. I thought, wait a minute, what? Obesity?
Well, obesity is just unreal. Now, what do you think? Is this all tied to the eugenics? I mean, are we just idiots in developing our food? It's probably a combination of being idiots and some other things going on, right? I mean,
I prefer not to refer to myself as an idiot, but okay.
but you know, I mean, as it's not being conscious, the people that are in the field not being conscious of what they're doing and only caring about selling and making money. And I know that is part of the factor. I know it personally because I've seen it. So the
Well, yeah,
people can't
and
tell me that isn't part of it. But then there's the other part, which is, are they as part of it to make us sick and to decrease the population? Or is it just, are we that capable of hurting ourselves?
I think it's both. I think that they push temptations all day long, from you got to have this new gadget, this next new technology, you got to move faster and faster, you got to make more money, you got to this, like all this crap coming at you. You go through the grocery store and it's like at every checkout is loaded with candy and sugar and crap, and you know, it's like all around us, everywhere you turn, just being pushed on you. And so I think a lot of people fall prey to that, and then a lot of people get caught up in this race. You know, I feel like over the last 20 years, everything's just sped up, and not because of my aging, but because literally a big part of that's technology. But it's like everyone's in this freaking race. Nobody can slow down. And oh, I got to be here at this time, and then I got to be here, and it's crazy. Which also goes back to what you're talking about with family. So I think a lot of it is their manipulation in creating sort of mass chaos and cognitive dissonance. And part of it is people just not staying in tune with themselves, connected with themselves and with their soul and with their family, and you know, just kind of like buying into that or falling prey to that. So I think it's a combination.
Well, you do get so busy because I know when I was raising kids, I dropped everything because my family was so important to me, right? I still worked, but I had my own business so I could manage. I needed to control my life so that I can do what's more important, which was my kids and my family. But I didn't couldn't do anything else, you know? I mean, I was so focused when they're, especially when they're little, because you don't have any time at all. And so when you get women working, you get men working, and then they can barely, you know, they don't have their schedule like I did, and they're sick. You know, what's, you know, if they're sick and they're working, and what's going on with these kids? And they're all tied to electronics, which are their brain. I just had a conversation. All these kids are so connected to their, it's rewiring their brains. They're always looking at, and that might be another one you can dig into, is how much it affects their brains from the time they're little. If you take it away from them, they almost get like an addict. They need it. They're going to get mad. And you got to get them into another environment where there's no, you know, get them out into the forest, get them to the ocean where there's no electronics. And then you can slowly redevelop their brains. They've been doing these research on it. But what will happen with our brains by being changed, you know, where mass populations' brains are
Yeah,
changed.
absolutely. God. I mean, when we were kids, our fun was, hanging out at the creek and in the woods. And that was great. And building, tree forts and stuff.
We used to play softball down the street. Nobody ever does that. And we had a dog. I remember the kid sliding, and some dog went to the number two on the grass, and he slid right in, and we'd all laugh, But we did all that
Good
stuff. We
old
were
days.
always outside. I know, all the funny stuff that
Yeah.
happened. But the kids just don't do it. And everybody's afraid to let your kid out and
I
just run
know.
around.
I know.
It's serious. So now, what is your next dig? Because your digs are amazing. I mean, they're like, wow, you learn a lot from these.
Thanks. So I'm still working on that Epstein nest. That's the next one I'm going to be doing. Yeah.
Okay. And Pete, where can people get your stuff? Because you got all sorts of stuff going on
Yeah,
there.
I have so I have all of my reports are on coreysdigs.com. It's Coreys digs.com. And I also have the file drawer, which a bunch of declassified documents. I have, of course, Epstein's flight logs, black book, indictment, and Spygate testimonies and everything. And then I have
You have this little black book in there?
yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And then I have Four Diggers, which is over 80 resources, background search database. There's tools in there. There's, the majority of them in there are free. They're just open source. And then I also wrote some articles on how to dig into nests and webs and foundations and stuff. So I try to balance it a little bit with teaching people how to dig up facts for themselves. And then, I also prepare reports on my own investigations.
Okay, well, great. Okay, so what's your website and where can they find you?
CoreysDiggs.com, CoreysDiggs.com. And I'm also on Twitter and YouTube and Patreon.
Okay, and is your Patreon doing good? I notice that you're growing on Patreon because you need more support, don't you?
I do. I just had a very interesting thing happen recently where I had planned on a friend of mine, very kind, was allowing me to rent a room from her. And she was going to be there for 3 years. And so I've been there for two now. And I wanted to do that instead of trying to rent my own place because I wanted to be able to do this work. And so I gave up a big chunk of my business that I have and moved in there. And then just found out a couple weeks ago that she decided that she was going to be moving. And so she wasn't going to stay for that third year. And so I had like 4 weeks to figure something out. And so now I'm just going to be paying, quite a bit more than I'm used to paying. And I, yeah, spend so much time researching and stuff instead of trying to figure out how to earn money that.
Well, so you need some support with so people, hopefully people will support you on Patreon. And will you stick after and do a little exclusive Patreon, and then we'll link back to your Patreon as well.
Sure.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.